being able to listen to people's perspectives is something I will never take lightly. I will always go into with the most respect. It's very heavy. I always talk about the pain of things. A video on my channel letting you guys know that information was brought to me because someone felt safe to share it. Real people, real pain. And learning details, hearing things like this, it's heavy on my heart. I am not educational background and being a criminal investigation journalist, or I have no credentials. Okay. I'm just a person. I had a slight bit of fear making a video because I wanted to make sure I did justice for the information. And I made it very clear of the point of the video. A friend who felt safe enough to come to me because they've witnessed that I've been here for 2 years and the way that I talk about their friends. I am not somebody who live on a college university. I don't know what that means, like that community or even being in a sorority or a frat, that sisterhood, brotherhood. I've never known anything like that, right? I have definitely gained so much perspective. And like, we have watched the media and the TV like show us, I'm going to talk about the girls, you know, about the girls posting their social medias, and they're so beautiful and they're so vibrant and they're so full of life and so fun and charismatic, and you can see it in their photos, right? I got to know this friend who felt comfortable to come to me. I got to then see that, you know, she's a part of this world. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I got to look at her social media, she shared with me where she shared Greek life with survivors and the victims. These are her friends. Sisterhood. Like, the friendships are so special. You cannot just ignore the community that these people all have together. And it played a piece of a clip that I felt comfortable sharing. And it's on the channel. No, I didn't slap my name all over it. London's Notebook. Point of the video and the message, I hope it's received. Because I feel like people who have a heart are going to get the message. And if it goes over your head, then it goes over your head. But I don't show up every day for people. I show up every day with a purpose for, again, this is real stuff. And I'm just grateful that I can be of some type of vessel to help in some kind of way. Because people don't get the magnitude of the pain. They don't. And I witness it every day. I witness the nasty comments people leave. I witness it every day. What Facebook group, Sarah? To be very direct with you, if you're referring to the university Facebook group, I was kicked out of there for defending myself because people behind fake accounts were spreading lies. When I found out one of them, Mary, who was doing it, and she went back and like backtracked and deleted all the shit, I got kicked out for standing up for myself. Why care what people say? Show people who I am through my actions. Me, like, I don't want this to be about me thing. I want this to be amplified in the message behind this. And I hope that that happens. Don't let the opinions of others drown out your own inner voice. I don't, friend. At first, it was very hard, uncharted water for me from the beginning, because again, I say to you very openly, I don't have educational background in any of this. I don't label myself as a true crime content creator. I don't give myself a title. I'm just a person who cares. My pain recognizes other people's pain, and I can feel it, right? So take it for what it is. And we've all inserted ourselves in this case one way or another, whether you watch someone's content, you make a comment, you share a video, you make your own content, you go live. However, everyone has been inserting themselves in this case. Like, do you think it's appropriate the way you insert yourself? Emma, the trial is projected to be in August, which is 7 months away. And the trial is projected to last 3 months long. Why monetize off of their murders if you don't know all the facts? Let me take a look at you. Jacqueline Fleet Woody. I don't know you. And you clearly don't know me. And if you feel I owe you justification of that dumbass question you just asked me, surely I'm not going to delete your comment or hide from your rudeness and able to help in the way that I'm able to do it. And if you don't like that, that's your problem. London, in your most recent video, was Murphy sitting with the group? You do not see Murphy in that video clip, 6 second clip. But if you listen to the entirety of the video, you hear that the friend had told me about how Murphy was put in a cop car and how, you know, Jack, they witnessed Jack arrive on scene, and that ultimately went down to police station. He had to give statements and he was able to take Murphy. Oh, you understand your integrity and passion. It runs deep, Len. And thank you, Jules. I appreciate that truly. Here on the TikTok streets, if you will, for 2 years. And I've been through all of it. I've been through people trying to drag my integrity and who I am and through the street. You never have to level down with people on those types of levels. And I never have. Linda Brings the Facts helps us understand what's going on and keeps light on the case. I appreciate that, Gail. I even call them warriors, Emma. They're definitely not warriors. They're cowards. They don't like themselves. It's really weird behavior. You know, in high school, I never understood the mean girl mentality. I was never popular. I don't know what it's like to like bully other people for my benefit. It doesn't make me feel good to make other people feel bad about themselves. Make me feel good to put other people down. And if it makes you feel good to talk shit on people or put other people down, yeah, well, you're not the kind of people I would ever sit down and have a home cooked meal with. Yeah, cowards. Don't call them keyboard warriors. Like, warriors is such a strong word, right? That they don't deserve that. You're a really intense empath. I feel you, Jenny. I was trying to talk about this last night. Toxic empath is kind of like how I label it, right? Because it's not something to brag about. It's not something I'm proud of. And it's honestly, if I could figure a way not to be that, I probably would not want to be that, to feel everything as deeply as I do. But again, I'm a 30-some-year-old woman. I think I'm 34, 35. I forget. My pain acknowledges other people's pain. And that's just kind of how that is. London, you're the kind of people not only I'll make dinner for, but also some sourdough bread. Let me tell you something. You just got me in one sentence. I love sourdough bread. It's about the 7-minute timeline missing. So Sherry, you are referring to how last week Ann Taylor in the hearings had a lot of word salad. And she said a lot of things, right? I call it word salad because it's from the defense. Who's anyone to say what's factual and what's not factual when there's a gag order? And we do have a set of details that are facts from the police. Ann Taylor does say something along the lines of the PCA that was written by the police. You know, she feels she needs a Frank hearing because she believes that there's manipulation and lies. And she sets the scene as if this person was framed and says that things aren't accurate. She didn't go into detail. Contrary to what a lot of people believe, because people label me as being biased, every person on this app has opinions. And after a year of following this case, where I just provided the facts for people, after a year, I got to the point where when I heard Ann Taylor give Brian Koberger's second piece of his alibi, I said, you know what? I know enough about this case that I can have my own damn opinions. Also, I'm an American who understands the Constitution. Get how I can say to you that I have an opinion. I feel this way. And the difference between saying this is fact to get to is that I actually broke down everything that Ann Taylor said in last week's hearings. Broke down everything she said, like exactly the words she said and exactly what the judge said in response. I didn't put my opinion in it, information, because I feel it's very important. I learned from watching these Legal Eagles. I'm just a person with a notebook. Like I have a style of doing things a certain way. And it wasn't until Ann Taylor gave Brian Koberger's alibi that I started to include my opinion. And you guys, if you don't know about your constitutional rights, I'm here to tell you, we the people are entitled to have our own opinion and freedom of speech. Now, there are fine lines when it comes to defamation and when it comes to being sued. But that is why I talk the way I talk. I am highly aware of that. And I can give my opinion. And I do choose to give my opinion. Do I feel that Brian Koberger is the person who did this and they acted alone? Yes, I do. Have a problem with it. Because I don't owe you anything. You just don't like that. I don't know. I really don't know what you don't like. Like, am I able to regurgitate information and follow information with a photogenic memory and understand, you know, what comes from court documents, what comes from media, what comes from fact? Good at that. To formulate educational videos to give people real information. And if I feel like giving people my opinion while I'm talking about the topic, I'm going to give them my opinion while I'm talking about the topic. If you got a problem with that, have a problem with it. I think that I'm as dumb as a box of rocks. You know, that's your mistake, not mine. and not coming off spicy. It's a little passionate. In case you're new here, all right, we've removed the word fluff. We get right to the point. And someone said, who are we beefing with? Listen, that is just a blanket statement. And if the shoe fits, then okay, Cinderella. If someone feels like the shoe fits for them, well, why does that shoe fit you so good? You guys regurgitate or eat what I tell you, opinion-wise. We are all entitled to have our own feelings and our own opinions. But in this community, in London's Notebook, the one thing everyone that, like, I consider friends here, like, we respect the victims. Video up on my channel. Last night, I was able to talk to somebody, and I got some information that was brought to me because they felt safe in sharing it, and they'd never shared it before online. And I made a video, and it was kind of cryptic, right? But I was showing you guys, like, I was just feeling the emotions. And then I went live. We talked about it a little bit more. I wanted this to have the absolute dedication and attention it deserved from me, because I wanted to make sure that the video that I have up on the channel, that I executed it for the message of why I made the video. You're going to see it says real pain. Your opinion is common sense, if you ask me. Hey, I appreciate that. A lot of people don't take it that way, and that's A-okay, right? All you can be is yourself. And I encourage everyone out there to just be yourself loudly, especially if you feel like you just want to help. Room with an elephant in it, and the elephant is the pain. And how you people out there can just say the things that you say with regard to, like, the loved ones, the friends, because, you know, you're on your phone, you're on your computer, you don't know these people, you're a stranger. Video, when will we know for sure the verdict? It has to go to trial. Brian Koberger has not been given a guilty verdict. Projected to be a trial in August, 7 months away. And we know that it's projected to last about 3 months. Says, if he's found guilty, will he get the DP or jail time? So the prosecution had to make a decision with the capital punishment, what they wanted to pursue. And they did make that decision that they are pursuing the DP. In Idaho, at this time, we are aware of lethal injection. And we are aware that they are in the midst, whether it be financially or construction-wise, they're building a firing squad. By the way, firing squad execution is approved, and I believe it's like 5 other states, including Idaho. But the prosecution is pursuing capital punishment if he receives a guilty verdict. Now, in order to even get to that point, yes, you know, there are lots of questions on the table. Oh, someone just said something on Instagram. It's clickbait. I every single day suffer with chronic illness and, like, real life problems. And when I come on this space in my phone, I try to have a positive impact. And I show up days after having surgery. I show up when I'm in agonizing pain. I'm all heart, and there ain't nothing embarrassing about being all heart. I'm not here to, like, be friends with everyone or to be liked by everyone. In fact, I'm quite the opposite. I'm quite the opposite. I keep to myself for a reason. Keep my head down. I act on my passion, freaking pen and paper, and here you go, London's Notebook. That's what it is. And I will say, though, Cat Williams says it best. Can't fault them for being haters. They need to do their hating. Like, the people who are haters, you know, maybe they know they got a badge, or maybe they don't know they got a badge, but they got one job to do, and that job is to hate, and they need to do it so good. So y'all keep fucking showing up, and I'm going to continue to show up, and I will allow you to exist, okay? I will be here so that you can have that job title. So keep on keeping on. I don't know if the case will be televised. We don't have that information yet. Hi, Melly. You know, we know that this judge in Ada County is following in the footsteps of the judge in Latah County with having the public hearings controlled by YouTube, right? The media used to be allowed in the courtroom with video camera and stuff like that, but John Judge took, you know, control over and controlling the media through the courtroom, which you have to say, it does make a difference. You know, the media sharks being able to do what they do. So world where I look around and I see, like, I had to literally unfollow so many news channels on this TikTok alone because I got so sick of seeing the shit that they put out there. When you want to come to me and call what I do clickbait, and then witnessing how the point of what they push is for views, is for ratings. And do you think that they truly care about the people? When it comes to journalism, whether it's citizen journalism or you went to college and you can show a resume of journalism, there's different forms. There's so many different types. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what I'm saying, I can't wear like me and you see it or you don't, and that's okay. You're informative and genuine. Thank you, New Jersey mom. And you, I see a lot of your comments all the time, and I appreciate the kindness you give me always. I say that constantly. Thank you, Mountain Man. Like, the kindness that I get from my community here, our community, is never unnoticed. Do a 6-second clip. But you know, I'm not giving you the entirety of my interaction or information that I have. I wanted to make this video so that I could take this friend who came to me, and I wanted to create a video that makes an impact and sends a message. And I hope I did that of it. And you know what? I didn't even plaster London's notebook all over this clip. It was not on the internet until I put it on the internet to give the message and perspective. If something ever happens to me, I want London on my case. That says a lot. Oh my gosh. I hope nothing ever happens to you, but like, I know where you're coming from. Hard to say that, right? Hey, do people go out of their ways to be so deceitful, manipulative, get making other people feel bad to make yourself feel good? Fuck doing this. I've grown, I've learned, and I pray that I never stop growing and that I never stop learning and improving. Being human is to make mistakes. And what you do when you make a mistake, that is the character that you can either build or you can shit on. You know what I mean? It's up to you. So like, nobody's perfect. And again, I've been able to learn so much from being in the community through what I've been a part of, through what I've seen, through what I've shared. Like, why is it taking so long to go to trial? So, Lindsay, I'm not like a legal eagle. I can't give you that perspective. But from watching with y'all, like, I have just learned that this is very normal, unfortunately, when it comes to the court systems in America and how things actually move. And by the way, Brian Koberger willfully waived his right to a speedy trial. Another reason that this has been so delayed. Do you have a law degree? I'm just wondering. I'm currently in law school. No, I do not have a law degree. And that's exciting for you. Still waiting on my sister-in-law's case from 2018 in LA. It's normal time frame for cases like this. I've been with you for 2 years. I'm appreciative of that, Amanda. Do you think there will be more delays? Hi, Allison. It's good to see you. I'm sure there will be more delays. You never know. But last week, when those hearings happen, when the hearings happen and new information comes out in the case summary, a lot of things get like stirred up. Absolutely. Like, I'm here all the time. I still don't understand why people are so bothered by me having an opinion. And then me just being me, like, I'm thinking about these thoughts last night and I'm like, you know what? Like, my own father didn't love me or like me. My stepfather didn't love me or like me. And I have been through some things in my life. And if people think that some stranger on the internet making a comment to me is going to like do something to me, y'all are very mistaken. Very clear to me when people talk like that. You must be so lucky that you don't understand the real evils in this life that we live. Interaction with this friend and been talking to them and learning about things from them and then seeing like how they were a part of this Greek life too. And it's just like, I don't know anything about sorority life or frat life or like living on campus. I've never experienced that before. People have talked about the survivors and the victims in a very negative way of being like vain or like, look, they're so full of themselves because they have they're beautiful people, like not just on the outside. And then, I don't know, this is just like a reflection of how people analyze other people, right? Who knows? But then I got to know this friend and I see how this friend lived in this type of lifestyle. And then seeing the sisterhood special, the community that they all shared. Being a friend witnessing all of this. PA, which was used to arrest Brian Koberger, meaning the police, the FBI, all of them took evidence that they had and they wrote this PCA, Detective Payne, who was the lead investigator for Moscow Police Department, wrote this summarized group effort PCA. And if you read that PCA, it does say that through a forensic download from Bethany and Dylan, it ultimately says that like they were cleared, right? And understand that PCA is missing so much information. So it's very limiting and it doesn't give a lot of context. Now, recently in the past hearing from last week, you heard Ann Taylor say something along the lines of communication through texting. Kind of like where you're probably asking this question. Is this real? Is this not real? you look at the PCA, we understand that the police cleared them as not being suspects, and they have did an investigation in order to get to that conclusion. Now I'll back it up even more to like media outlet and sources, right? So me sharing what I shared with you guys is no different than media or press saying this information, these details I got are from my unknown source. And they don't tell you who this unknown source is. They don't have to do that. Now, with that said, there's been multiple media outlets who have shared, you can call it speculation, right? Because it's from their unknown sources. Unless I don't call something a fact unless it comes from a court document or like from the authorities themselves. They have said and insinuated that there was, yeah, communication are missing the details. But if you think that the FBI, the local police, the state police, private investigators, if you think all of these people, which they told us there was like over 48 FBI agents. If you think all of these authorities, statistically, right? I understand there's corruption. I'm not naive in believing that there's not police corruption out there or corruption in our government. And I know there's corruption out there, right? I understand that. But like, look at the statistics of all of these people coming together, and you want me to believe that all of them are corrupted and they just randomly plan to frame Brian Koberger? I don't get it. I have a lot of people who I constantly do not approve comments, and absolutely I block, okay, because I protect my peace here. That very clear. I don't owe anybody anything. And if you feel this entitlement when you talk to me that I owe you something, I hate to break it to you. Hard to set boundaries if you're an empath. It took me like 40 years to figure it out. I'm still learning. Again, I say, as a human, I hope I continue to learn. I can't even drive a car, and if I see an animal that has passed away in the road, I am bothered. I like to analyze myself. It's so fun. But like, I think about, again, I say, I am the way I am for a reason, and it's because like my pain and my trauma, I can feel and acknowledge other people's pain and their trauma. I feel different because what I've gone through, okay? Life experiences shape you into the person you are. Channel on burner accounts or whatever the fuck, or in discords. I know people don't like me, okay? I can't change that. You can control what you can control. And again, I say to that, like, my own father didn't love me. My stepdad didn't love me. Like, I have been through shit in life that, like, those people didn't break me. So how the fuck complete strangers just got a problem because I'm opinionated and people, like, I guess come and listen? You know how people say, like, if only you could walk a mile in my shoes. Which pair of shoes do you want? Because you couldn't put them tootsies in any pair of shoes that I got up on my shelf. Again, I am so grateful for the community and the things that I learn and the things that I bear witness to and how I'm able to grow as a person. Can you touch on the exculpatory evidence? Can they even use it as a point in the trial? What do you mean, love? When you say exculpatory evidence, last week in the hearing, again, I just have like a photographic memory. I put that shit in filing cabinets and I have it up in my mind and I can remember it, right? Remember all these things and I could categorize it, right? That's just who I am. So when you say exculpatory evidence, two different scenarios come up, okay? Way back in the day when Ann Taylor made point to like confuse the public almost that, you know, Bethany Funk has exculpatory evidence and we're going to send a subpoena. And remember when all that was happening in the media? And guess what? Nothing came from it. Because wording, I learned from Legal Eagles, is really important. Wording, how things are worded. And then exculpatory evidence, that was recently brought up by Ann Taylor in the last hearing last week. And there was a couple of them where she basically was talking about there's no victim's blood in the car, in Brian's car. That's exculpatory. And to that, the judge literally responds and says, there's no victim blood in his car. That's exculpatory. And he says to her, the suspect could have had clothing covering, glove covering, and these items could have been put in a bag before getting back in the car. When I first came on this app and I started to learn about this case, I leaned in really big time on listening to Casey Lytle, who is a professor. I leaned in really big time and listening to Killer B, Michael, who, you know, he has police experience and the work that he's done. I lean in and I listen to Danny Miner, who was a police officer for many years. I lean in and I listen to Lori, the lawyer. I lean and I listen to Eric Rosen, an attorney. Like, I love listening to people who can bring their real life experiences, and there's just so much value. You know, these people are out in the real world. I love when I listen to Casey, and he's able to like unlock perspectives. A trial date of October, and he waived that right to a speedy trial because he felt that he was pressured. His constitutional right was pressured, because how is he going to have effective counsel, be ready for that trial basically in 6 months? Which, you know what, pause. We do have to acknowledge that. Totally get that, considering the mountains of discovery that Ann Taylor has yodeled from the mountaintops on a discovery and not being ready in 6 months. However, back it all the way up to before he was extradited from PA to Idaho, a comment was made from him directly that he couldn't wait to basically exonerate himself. Thank you, friends. See? Yodel, yodel, yodel. Oh my, maybe I can yodel, Jules. People will be like, did he really say that when he was arrested? Did you arrest anybody else? Y'all, the media said that. Opinion alert. Even if Brian Koberger literally said when he was arrested, did you arrest anybody else? Y'all ever heard of like manipulation? I was just wondering. I look like I'm feeling better. Is treatment going better? Well, I will tell you, friend, just to full transparency. When I don't talk about my health, I'm really working through a lot. When I don't talk about it, if anyone noticed, and it's cool if you didn't, we all have our own things happening in life. I disappeared for 2 months on this app because I was really sick. I got hospitalized the first time. Scary. And then I told myself if I could pull through that like in the new year, because we're still in the new year, babe. It's still January. I told myself I would have boundaries. And I would basically like get a microphone and just be loudly myself, you know, anyway. And then I got sick again. So like I disappeared for 2 months. So I've really been struggling with my health stuff. And when I do talk about my health stuff with my community, talk about my health stuff when I'm able to like lift you guys up. Because like if I can't lift you up, like I'm trying to like hold myself up. So but I thank you for asking. I really thank you for asking. Okay, let's keep going. Exmo, I've been hanging out in Danny Miner's lives a bit. He's quite the character. I've always liked Danny. Like Danny's, I feel like people will be like, you're so loud, right? Like, I feel like he has a good heart. I don't know. I've always liked him. I always like, you know, you watch his lives. And then even like when you get to know the people that watch his lives too, like those people are so kind. He's always been so kind. Tired as, you know, a police officer and his experience. And I like it. And I've seen him like grow. You know, I'm a follower. I'm a supporter. I've seen him like grow into and I guess you could say the same for everyone you follow. Like the longer you follow them, you get to know them and you experience things. Like I put it all out there. Like I wear my heart on my sleeve. I am all heart. And it teaches you that makes you weak. But I have learned that it's the complete opposite in the world we live in today, to have empathy and compassion. You don't have to actually know somebody. Get me started about animals. Because if you think that I am a victim advocate, experience in the past 2 years, you know, there's a big difference. Like, have I come online and said everything that I have experienced and been a part of? Nope. Because this is an open investigation, and I respect that. Now, with that said, on the contrary, you may be like, well, then why did you post a video today that hasn't been put out there? Police have already told us about friends gathering outside and being at the house prior to the 911 call. It's in the PCA. It's been stated by the police. And the reason that I felt the need to make this video is because I wanted to a sound chamber for this friend who has just been feeling a lot of the harmful speculation for 2+ years. And also the reality that they lost their friends. And they're watching their friends isolate themselves and go through really dark times. And I want to sit with them. I want to know that they're not alone, that I see that. I feel that. And I know that there's people out there that care.